Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Tirmas Zechus Menachos Daf Mem Gimel the fourth Perek HaTchelas. So the three topics are going to focus on them. When a Braisa states that all Jews are obligated in tzitzis, including women, Rabbi Shimon says women are exempt because it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. It's a positive commandment which is dependent on a specific time, and women are exempt from any mitzvah aseh shezman grama. A Braisa explains Rabbi Shimon's view. The pasuk says u'ri'isim oso, and you shall see it. This excludes a night garment from tzitzis, which is the time they are not seen. A blind person who cannot see tzitzis is included by the phrase asher techasebo, with which you cover yourself. It's more reasonable to include a blind person's garment and exclude a night garment rather than the reverse. She yeshna b'riya etzel acherim, because a blind person's garment can be seen by others, whereas a night garment cannot be seen by anyone. Several other drushes from the phrase re'isim oso are presented, including re'isim oso, zechartim is called mitzvah Hashem, and you shall see it. Remember all of Hashem's mitzvahs, teaching. Shekula mitzvah zo kenega kol mitzvahs kulan. This mitzvah is equal to all the mitzvahs combined. Rashi adds that tzitzis has a gematria of 600, plus 8 threads and 5 knots, totaling 613, paralleling Targ mitzvahs. Point number 2, a braisa states, Chavivin Yisrael, beloved are Yisrael, Shesivavon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs, tefillin upon their heads and arms, tzitzis on the four corners of their garments, and mezuzahs on their doorways. About these mitzvahs, David HaMelech said, Sheva b'yom hilaticho al-mishpatei tzidkecho. 7 times a day I praised you for your righteous laws, because these mitzvahs total 7. When David entered a bathhouse and found himself standing unclothed without these mitzvahs, he said, Oy li she'emod arum b'lo mitzvah. Woe is to me that I should stand unclothed without any mitzvah. But once he remembered his bris milah, he was relieved. After he left, he said a shir about this mitzvah, Amnatzeach al-shminis mizmo David, for the conductor on the 8th, a psalm of David. Al-Mila Shenitna Mashmini, this is about Mila, which was given to be performed on the 8th day of a baby's life. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, whoever has tefillin on his head, tefillin on his arm, tzitzis on his garment, and a mezuzah on his doorway, hakol b'chizuk shul yechta, there's a complete presumption that he will not sin. As the pasuk says, v'achut ha-meshulash will be mehira yenatek, and the 3-ply cord is not easily severed. And point number 3, Rabbi Meir used to say, Chai v'adam levarach mei brachas b'chol yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachas every day because the pasuk says, "Vata Yisrael ma Hashem elkecha sholim mimach." Now Yisrael, what does Hashem your God ask of you? The word ma can be read as if it says mea, 100. The Gemara reports that Rav Chiya bring Rav Avia on Shabbos and Yantav, when there are fewer brachas, because there are only 7 brachas in Shemona Esrei, would strain himself to fill his quota of 100 brachas bisparmaket magde, with making brachas on fragrant spices and delicacies. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, a braisa states that all Jews are obligated in tzitzis, including women. But Rabbi Shimon says women are exempt because it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. It's a positive commandment which is dependent on a specific time, and women are exempt from any mitzvah aseh shezman grama. A braisa explains Rabbi Shimon's view. The pasuk says, u'ri'isim oso, and you shall see it. Prat uksus laila, this excludes a night garment from tzitzis, which is the time they are not seen. A blind person who cannot see tzitzis is included by the phrase asher techasebo, with which you cover yourself. It's more reasonable to include a blind person's garment and exclude a night garment rather than the reverse. She yeshna b'riya etzel acherim, because a blind person's garment can be seen by others, whereas a night garment cannot be seen by anyone. Several other drushes from the phrase re'isim oso are presented, including re'isim oso, zechartim is called mitzvah Hashem, and you shall see it. Remember all of Hashem's mitzvahs, teaching. Shekula mitzvah zo kenega kol mitzvahs kulan. This mitzvah is equal to all the mitzvahs combined. Rashi adds that tzitzis has a gematria of 600, plus 8 threads and 5 knots, totaling 613, paralleling Targ mitzvahs. Point number 2, a braisa states, Chavivin Yisrael, beloved are Yisrael, Shesivavon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs, tefillin upon their heads and arms, tzitzis on the four corners of their garments, and mezuzahs on their doorways. About these mitzvahs, David HaMelech said, Sheva b'yom hilaticho al-mishpatei tzidkecho. 7 times a day I praised you for your righteous laws, because these mitzvahs total 7. When David entered a bathhouse and found himself standing unclothed without these mitzvahs, he said, Oy li she'emod arum b'lo mitzvah. Woe is to me that I should stand unclothed without any mitzvah. But once he remembered his bris milah, he was relieved. After he left, he said a shir about this mitzvah, Amnatzeach al-shminis mizmo David, for the conductor on the 8th, a psalm of David. Al-Mila Shenitna Mashmini, this is about Mila, which was given to be performed on the 8th day of a baby's life. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, whoever has tefillin on his head, tefillin on his arm, tzitzis on his garment, and a mezuzah on his doorway, hakol b'chizuk shul yechta, there's a complete presumption that he will not sin. As the pasuk says, the chut ha-meshulash will be mehira yenatek, and the three-ply cord is not easily severed. And point number three, Rabbi Meir used to say, Chayav Adam levarach mei brachas b'chol yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachas every day, because the pasuk says, Vata Yisrael ma Hashem elkecha sholim limach. Now Yisrael, what does Hashem, your God, ask of you? The word ma can be read as if it says mea, 100. The Gemara reports that Rav Chiya braided Rav Avya on Shabbos and Yantav, when there are fewer brachas, because there are only 7 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, would strain himself to fill his quota of 100 brachas, bisparmaket magde, with making brachas on fragrant spices and delicacies. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Mem Gimel, and our standard Siman is a magazine. So here goes. The ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis-free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring the new song Sheva B'Yom Hilaticha with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin standing in a doorway with a mezuzah and holding a daily chart promoting the importance of reciting 100 brachas daily. Once again, it's a motion. The ad in the Mitzvah magazine, that must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis-free night garments, which reminds us, we learned several drushes from the pasuk re'isimoso, which excludes a night garment, and also that tzitzis are shekul kenega kol mitzvahs. Rashi adds that tzitzis has the gematria of 600, plus 8 threads and 5 knots, totaling 613, paralleling tariq mitzvahs. So the ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis-free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring the new song Sheva B'Yom Hilaticha with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin standing in a doorway with a mezuzah, which reminds us, a brisa states, Chaviv in Yisrael, beloved of the Jewish people, Shesiva van HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs, tefillin upon their heads and arms, tzitzis on the four corners of their garments, and mezuzahs on their doorways. About these mitzvahs, David HaMelech said, Sheva b'yom hilaticha o mishpatei tzidkecha. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws, because these mitzvahs total 7. So the ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring a new song, Sheva b'yom hilaticha, with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin, standing in a doorway with a mezuzah and holding a daily chart promoting the importance of reciting 100 brachas daily, which reminds us, Rabbi Meir used to say, Chayav Adam levarach mei brachas b'chol yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachas every day, because the pasuk says, Vata Yisrael ma Hashem elkecha sholim limach. Now Yisrael, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, your God, ask of you? The word ma can be read as if it says mea, 100. So once again, the ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring the new song Sheva B'Yom Hilaticha with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin standing in a doorway with a mezuzah and holding a daily chart promoting the importance of reciting 100 brachas daily. All right, so now it's time for a 4 blabach hazara. Daf Lamites. So the siman Daf Lamites is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman. That must be on Daf Lamites. Letter. The tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesher Elyon Deraisa, which reminds us, Rava says that we can prove Kesher Elyon Deraisa. The upper knot of tzitzis is a biblical requirement, meaning tzitzis must be tied to the garment with at least one knot. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesher Elyon Deraisa and made sure that his tzitzis were 1/3 braided and 2/3 fringe, which reminds us, Rabbi quoted Shmuel, though others quoted it from Rav, Tcheil Shekrach Ruba Kasherah, if most of the tcheilos was braided, meaning 2/3 of the tzitzis were braided and 1/3 loose, it's valid. Rav also said, V'noi tcheilos shlish gedil u'shnei shlishi anav. The beauty of tcheilos is to have 1/3 braid and 2/3 fringe. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesher Elyon Deraisa and made sure that his tzitzis were 1/3 braided and 2/3 fringe was delivering a package of wool tzitzis to the man who was going to put them on his linen garment, which reminds us that Rav Yudah says that either tzemer or pishtan can be used for tzitzis in the opposite type of garment and can be used for any other material. Rava says that tzemer and pishtan can be used for all materials, and any material may be used as tzitzis in their own type of garment, but not for others. Daf Mem. So the siman Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool for the siman. So here goes. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area. Pool? That must be Moran Daf Mem, Mayim. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tcheles, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about tcheles on linen garments and why the rabbis forbade it. Moazim Bar Tzadok said, but anyone who places tchelos on linen garments in Yerushalayim simply astonishes everyone who sees it. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelos, heard of the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the tzitzis obligation is determined by the material of the main garment or the corners. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelos, heard the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis call out to a boy to stop trying to add a fourth corner on a three-corner garment with tzitzis because of tasa v'lomin asli, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, if one placed tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed it into a four-cornered garment and added tzitzis to the fourth corner, psua, it's invalid, mishum tasa v'lomin asli, because of the principle you shall make tzitzis and not use that which was already made. The garment was not subject to tzitzis when the first three were placed onto it, since it lied to fourth corner, and didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, after the fourth corner is added, the first three cannot become valid after the fact. Daf Mem Aleph. So the simmer Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma. That must be where on Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma made sure that all of the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra or a chovas talus. So the grandma made sure that all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them. As she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband that was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses one who employs tactics to avoid the mitzvah of tzitzis, who gets punished during a time of rischa. So the grandma made sure all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them. As she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband who was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, that sat on the dresser next to a tzitzis chart showing four strings within three fingers from the edge of the baguette, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the required number of threads for tzitzis, their placement on the garment, and the minimum length. Daf Mem Beis. So the simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. The blue bud mobster bosses. Mobster? That must be run Daf Mem Beis. The blue bud mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one makes a bracha upon making tzitzis and tzitzis which were made by an akum. So the blue-budded mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis, which reminds us, Rav said, be'inun asi lishma, that we require attaching the tzitzis onto the baguette for the sake of the mitzvah. When Rav Yehuda reported Rav's ruling to Shmuel, he said that even tzitzis made from balls of thread are possible, because be'inun tvi lishma, we even require spinning of the threads to be for the sake of the tzitzis. So the blue-blooded mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis warned them to make sure to burn the sample of the tchelos, which reminds us wool dyed for testing is unfit to be used for tzitzis. The reason for this is the be'inun tzvia lishma. We require dyeing of tchelos for the sake of tzitzis. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn if one place tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then complete it into a four-cornered garment and add tzitzis to the fourth corner? It's possible because of tase v'lomina asui. That's on daf. Man.
Good. Number two.
Which stuff do we learn? Chai v'adam levarach mea brachas b'chol yom. A person's obligated to recite 100 brachas every day. That's on daf. Membeis.
Good. Number three. Which stuff do we learn about the kesha, the knot of the tefillin? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn that the titura, the ma'abarta, and the shin of the tefillin are halachu moshe misinai? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number five.
Which stuff do we learn that the pasuk of Sheva b'yom hilaticho, o mishpatei tzidkecho, seven times a day I praise you for your righteous laws, refers to the mitzvahs of tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah? That's on daf. Mem beis.
Good. Number six. Which stuff do we learn about the requirements of the ritzuos regarding their color and length? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number seven.
Which stuff do we learn that kesher elyon deraisa, the upper knot of tzitzis, is a deraisa? That's on daf. Lamates.
Good. Number eight. Which daf do we have a machlokes if four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? That's on daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number nine.
Which daf do we have several drushes from the pasuk Re'isim Oso, one of them being that it excludes a night garment from the mitzvah of tzitzis? That's on daf Mem Gimel.
Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn where tefillin are placed on the arm and the head? That's on daf Lamed Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.